So lately, I've been trying to really improve myself with the help of Jacob, with eating better, having a healthier lifestyle, making better choices, not just with eating and all that and stuff like that, but just in general, being more productive, being trying to be more appreciative of life, not taking things for granted. Life, especially since recently I had a scare where I honestly, genuinely thought that I would not be here anymore. Which is funny, I did the whole calling up people and being like, hey, so I might be dying. I had a real happy, well, not happy, I guess, more light-hearted view on me dying. So it was kind of funny to hear people's reactions. And I was the main thing I was worried about was just what I was leaving behind, what kind of impact I had made on people up to this point. And now that I've tried to start being better, a better person overall, which I mean, I've been trying to do these last 4 years, just working on myself, trying to, identify things that aren't particularly good about me and trying to correct them, find the root of the problem and address it, which unfortunately had a lot to do with my parents, but that's a whole other thing. But yeah, so trying to do that. But recently, I've been doing better, but the mistakes, not just in relationships, not just my day-to-day, but every one I've ever had in my life has been coming back recently in my head. I've been thinking about every single one of them, how I should have done this. Maybe I should have made this life choice. Maybe if I had been more better of a person, I would have still been in someone's life. Maybe if I had made the right decisions and wasn't a dumbass when I was younger, maybe I would be a lot far along than I am. A lot happier, I think. I mean, these are all the thoughts going through my head the last few days. And I remember, I want to say it was a year or two ago. So I have like, man, like 600 songs saved onto my phone. And they're all mainly from the early 2000s to about 2014. I mean, they're sprinkled in some new songs here and there. Stuff like that, but for the most part, it's the songs that I had listened to when I felt like I was on top of the world and things were going pretty well. And when it was a few years ago when I kind of realized that, and I was like, man, that's crazy. But also, I was like, but I just don't connect with the songs now, really. I mean, there's a one or two songs every now and again that I'm like, oh man, like that's, I like it enough to go download it and keep it forever, but not really. And then I kind of forgot about that thought for a while. And today, I'm like, man, there's a whole bunch of songs now that I'm like, man, I want to download and have in my list that I play. Because I don't stream, I don't use Spotify or Pandora or Apple Music or anything. I just download the songs and listen to the radio. So, well, I guess I listen to the radio first, and then if like I'm feeling any kind of particular way, I'll play my music, which is just all the songs I've saved onto my phone. One in particular that I was thinking about is Beautiful Mistakes, which as I'm recording this, I'm already deciding is going to be the title of this episode. Because, man, I sure made a lot of them. But it's led me to this point. And I know I'm making good progress, and I'm going the way I should be, but it's tough for me in particular, because I hold on to all the mistakes ever, which obviously is not healthy. But for me, because I am a perfectionist, I want to remember the mistakes so I don't do them again, which is funny, because I think because I do that ends up making me make the same mistakes again. Because I think that I can outsmart myself, or I have no idea. I just end up in the same positions and then look back and recognize, like, man, I should, oh, obviously I'm in this little cycle of falling in love with the wrong person and then going way too over the top with my affection. And then having them not appreciate it, or ignoring signs that they were trying to fuck around. Like I realized also the other day, which kind of cascaded this whole thing, was I remembered one time I didn't have a car at the time. And Priscilla would come pick me up from my parents' house, and we'd go out and do things. Well, there's one time she was bringing me back. It was nighttime. And I don't know if we had been fighting or what. I don't really remember. But we were in front of my parents' house, which admittedly we had did a lot. Which is kind of funny to me now. We would be right there and make out and all that. But anyways, we were there, but we weren't doing that this time. I don't know what was going on, but she was on her phone. And like I had been a long time ago a guy who would worry about who they were talking to, what they were doing, all that kind of stuff. But I stopped being that way. And after that, I was just like, well, if I'm good enough, I wouldn't have to worry about it, because they wouldn't do that. It's just flawed logic, obviously. But that's just how I thought back then. And at the time I was madly in love with her, so I felt like she was with me, and you know, I thought it was gonna be great and I didn't have to worry about that sort of thing. So I would never go through her phone. I wouldn't even try to look or anything. I did notice she would take a lot of selfies but never show me or anything, which I thought was kind of, I mean, not to say that she needs to or anything, and it's good that she's proud of how she looks, or I don't know. I don't know what was going on through her head. But in this particular case, she was doing something and she showed me, but she also showed that she had the Whisper app on her phone. And I was like, oh, that's weird, because I know she didn't have it before, because it wasn't there. And I noticed it was there this time. And I knew about this because one of my friends told me that she would go on there and talk to random guys all the time. And she would hook up with them sometimes, whatever. And so I was like, huh. So I just brought it up real quick. I wasn't very confrontational. Neither was she. People, I mean, not just in that instance, but I brought it up. I was like, hey, you have the app? And she's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, my friend told me about that. She uses it to talk to guys. And she was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm just using it to find a workout buddy because I want to start going to the gym. And at the time, I remember I was working a lot painting apartments. Oh, I fucking hated my life at that point, which it probably leads to all of this. But so I was just like, oh, okay. And that was it. That was it. And then it occurred to me the other day. I was like, wow, she fucking lied to me. She was fucking around with people near the end. And I, like a dumbass, believed her, one, and then believed in our love and everything so much that I was like going crazy about not being with her and trying to fix things and try to do things that I just feel so fucking stupid. Like, why would I let myself now for the rest of her life? She's gonna look back and be like, haha, what a fucking dumbass. And it's frustrating because now, no matter what, I have to live with that I was a dumbass. And I now know upon realizing it, but that's it. That's all the closure I'm going to get from that. And it fucking sucks. So that, which actually I'm using to push myself during workouts. Like every time I'm feeling tired, you know, I'm like, yeah, fuck a workout buddy, fucking dumbass. And then I push through the set or whatever. So it's pretty good. I started running now too. But man, it's just been killing me these last few days. Because then that started setting off, like, when I got cheated on in high school. And it's just really funny that I keep finding girls that, in the right context, that I end up pushing them to, which is why I say, because of the point of my life, I'm pretty sure I was, you know, pushing her away in some form that caused her to feel like she needed to do that. But not everybody feels that way. Like, there are some people who are vehemently against cheating in all forms and manners. I just keep finding the ones that, you know, tend to do that. So that's really great, which is why I was talking about the cycles earlier. And I keep finding myself in, keep finding girls who don't really know who they are or what they want. Or maybe they think they do, but they're still a bit, or a lot in her case, of immaturity in there. And selfishness. And for some reason, that's what I'm attracted to. Not by choice. Like, I'm not actively like, oh yeah, I'm gonna find a really immature, fucking selfish bitch. I just, it's who I end up close to. And then maybe it's because I'm trying to, it's a challenge. I'm trying to win over their affection. And then every time they give me a little bit, I feel vindicated about it, but which is really fucking toxic as fuck. So, yeah. But anyways, I'm trying to get out of that cycle. I'm trying to fix things. But this is Past Me signing off.